The Neo Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie.
Good morning, I am Paul Lefroy du Boissec, meteorological journalist.
And good morning, I'm Alison Watson Greenflower, climatologist and reporter.
For years, we have observed and noticed that it's not like before. Climate deregulation is disturbing us, which creates chaos not only in the organization of our social life, but also in a societal understanding of life organized outside this chaos.
That's right, Paul. The challenge of our time undergoes the deregulation specific to this deregulated era, precisely because the deregulated climate, which, let us not forget, is no longer as it used to be, and one of the side effects it provokes in us are uncontrollable hot flashes for our bodies and waves of unbearable heat for our environment and all living things who suffer its repercussions without even being able to complain.
It's hot, very, very hot. Indeed. So hot that we ask ourselves this question, why is it so hot? That question, however, is useless because we know very well why it is hot, even though we don't understand how the global warming generates cold wave in spring, tornado of snow in summer, drought in winter, a cyclone of sand in autumn.
Well, regarding our bioregion, the temperatures this summer would be about 17% warmer than those of last year, which also were already warmer than 13% warmer, although less humid, compared to those of the previous year. As remind us as witnesses who live this infernal season and beg us not to recall this bad memory in order not to reactivate, as it were, this bad fate. Nevertheless, we managed to have the scientific opinion of a resident and witness of the present moment, who told us this.
There are two temperatures of which the osmonotology is the objective temperature, the real one. The second is more tatano-cosmetic, the subjective temperature, that of the feeling experienced as such.
So after this somewhat haughty statement, our witness made a point of simplifying his remarks.
What I mean is that the hot before is less hot than the one today, which will be less hot than the one after. But the feeling about the hot before, now and after will be the same, regardless of the humidity. We will always say, it's hot. Very hot, whatever the objective temperature.
This feeling of heat is not a figment of imagination, which would exaggerate the biological impression of this psychological fact, but would be the best result of a cellular operation, of which we ignore in part the entirety of its interactions. However, common sense obliges us to consider with humility that a popular philosophy is nonetheless a philosophy of life, and that the experimentation of it in the banality of reality must face all the received ideas of a past much less confronted with climate change.
Indeed, noting that it is hot is not enough. We must realize and become fully aware of this side effect, not only in the imagination of the postmodern subjectivity, but also in a discourse, the narratives that this imagination imposes of the subject who suffer the consequences, as we will see in through the testimony of this woman, under 40, living in the green belt, cycling in the city, and regularly having breakfast, that is to say, two ziggly and a black coffee, in the canteen of the tunnel.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, it is so hot. Can we whine about that, please? Especially well seated in a room with the AC on, like we are presently, yeah? So without the excruciating sound of the dead leaves falling in like in the heat stroke, yeah, like there is outside, yeah, they're even more unbearably noisy when they are dry, these dead leaves. It creaks more. It's more crispy, so it's more noisy. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you everything about that, because you are the only one who asks me these important questions, so I can tell you about the dead leaves of the summer.
Yeah, yeah. What? We have just here. What we have just here is only the reflection of an existential despair, which hides in the shadow of a joy of the vivre, whose life expectancy is inversely proportional to the certainty of dying in climatic conditions, exacerbated by the destruction of the primary and secondary ecosystem. Let us listen now to a second testimony, that of an atypical woman, who, in the face of rising temperature, keep a cold head, a posture revealing this generational awareness.
We will solve every little survival problem with big adequate answer. It is better than the other way around, solving big problems with small answers. Every detail will be important, and any importance will be considered as a priority. Because we can't go back, we have to move forward. And moving forward supposes that we have our feet planted on the ground and our head no longer in the star, but in the terrestrial globe, that we identify with the Earth and that we become the Earth itself.
As a meteorologist, the speech of this lucid woman confirmed to me that meteorological forecasts could not be made before a few days, while global warming has already been considered for a long time. This is what she means by saying, go ahead.
What does the Earth want? What can the Earth want? What does the Earth dream of? She wants to realize, to express the infinity that creates her. All the forces of the universe are in her, and she constantly harmonizing them in the process of evolution. Anything that is not harmonized creates conflict, and any conflict creates destructive heat. It is therefore our conflicting relationship with the Earth that generates calorific deregulation. Any deregulation generates heat. The Earth is heating up. It is an intrinsic thermodynamic phenomenon.
All of this may seem like fine words. They are indeed. They are like flowers that appear after a good rain when the drought decided to strike.
Right, but there are also more than that. As a climatologist reporter, I conclude that this summer heat is therefore not like this by chance. Let us listen to our last witness, a brave man who in his own way sums up the problem that we have tackled.
If it is hot, these elements are heating up. If they heat up, there is friction. If there is friction, it is because it's stuck. If it gets stuck, it's because it's lack of lubrication. And if there is no lubrication, it's up. The lubrification, I will tell you, is the harmonization. Because bad weather is a weather that does not change.
Indeed, the weather, the climate and the temperatures are not natural phenomena that cannot be changed. Everything is constantly changing. And where it was hot one day, it will get cold. But we have forgotten it at our own risk and peril.
Thank you, Alison. It is the end. It is on this pessimist note, one among all the positive notes of our meteorological symphony, that we end up our climatologic chronic with a cold head. Alison.
Well, thank
you. See you for next Friday.
Yes, at 10:30 a.m.
Yes, in live.
Right.
Or
on podcast on Yarvel Radio.
How you know that?
Well, I think you've told me before.
Oh, yes, true. And we are, which day we are today? Friday, so next Friday.
Next Friday.
Oh, yeah. It will be more hot. What temperature it will be next Friday?
Completely unexpected.
Unexpected.
Yes.
Thank you, Alison.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Paul.
And we say bye-bye.
Yes, Paul, bye.
We say bye-bye, it's bye-bye.
Oh là 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 là.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.